This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, from advanced veterinary medicine to advanced medicine. And Dr. Rashid Batar, here we are. This is the time of week where we kick it into gear big time. And, you know, in fact, I'm going to make a bridge, Dr. Batar, because we've talked to you about your animals sometimes, and you really have a way with them. And, of course, the things that you've learned in medicine, the things that we do holistically, you've applied to raising animals. You've got a ranch, you've got a farm, all kinds of good stuff. And I have a veterinarian we met at the International Association for Colon Therapists down in Tampa. And Paul Baratero, a good buddy, introduced us. And she's a holistic vet. She's raising all kinds of cool animals. She's healing the animals. Her name is Dr. Siegel, Dr. Marlene Siegel. You're on with Dr. Batar.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was privileged to listen to your talks when you were on the Quest for the Cure, and I was totally impressed. I've been trying to reach you for a while.
Cool. All right, so that's a Ty Bollinger. We got to blame Ty for that.
I wouldn't blame Ty for that. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we can talk then. I actually enjoy talking to veterinarians. I find them to be far more aware of physiology than the doctors that I deal with. In fact, well, I think, Robert, I've told you before, we've had a lot of referrals from veterinarians. I've had veterinarians refer patients to me from, or patients that come to me tell me that their veterinarians recommended they come see me from Canada, from Japan. I had a veterinarian from Japan send me some patients.
Right.
And somewhere in Europe, I can't remember where, I think it was Germany.
But what is it about the vets that, you know, like you're really connected to them?
I don't know. Maybe they see the animal in me. I have no idea.
I wouldn't doubt it. I imagine, like, with some of the animals that you've raised, when you deal with the vets, they're probably pretty impressed with your ability to raise these animals so strong and healthy, and you kind of get that concept of feeding them real food, non-GMO, et cetera.
Well, my vet was out. My dog vet was out. I think we were taking 9 dogs with us, and the vet he's been a great vet. He really gets it, like the frequency of vaccines, for example, or you know, when we were talking about rabies, for example, and the whole scam behind the rabies vaccine and how it's, if you look at the literature, and this is true for anybody who understands the basics of the immune system, once you have an antibody response, it's not a temporary response. It's a permanent response. That's really what an antibody response is. So when they talk about boosters, your titers, nobody measures the whether you're still creating an antibody response. So they just say, oh, well, you need a booster in 10 years. Or, for example, like with the hepatitis B, for example, you know, it's a booster that's recommended every 10 years. But when you look at the rabies literature, and the frequency of when the dogs are supposed to get the vaccines, for example, at the age of 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, well, seroconversion at 4 weeks is virtually nil. And at 6 weeks, it's something like 14% of the puppies will actually seroconvert, so you'll have an antibody response. And at 8 weeks, it's maybe like a 28%, 30% seroconversion. Not until they reach about 12 weeks do you start hitting in the 60s, 70s for the seroconversion. So if you're not going to seroconvert till the puppy's 12 weeks old, why are we giving the vaccines to these dogs at such an early age? And I've only had 2 dogs off, you know, all the dogs that we've dealt with that may not sound like a lot, but, you know, when you look at about 450 dogs in probably the last 10 years, we've only had 2 dogs that had food allergy issues, skin issues, seizure issues, and these were in both the same dogs, and they were both dogs that were inoculated based on the normal recommended schedule of vaccines that the new owners followed that were against our advice. It was against my advice. Mm-hmm. And yet all of our other dogs, no problems at all. Healthy, you know, no problems at all. So the point is that even in the veterinary field, I find veterinarians have a better understanding of this because they took the veterinary associations took out the thimerosal in canine vaccinations and equine vaccinations in the 70s and 80s because they knew that it caused problems, but they still left it in the human vaccinations. So there's a there's a lot of interesting things when you start looking at the canine vaccinations, the canine immunology literature.
Right. Dr. Siegel, you were nodding a lot when he was talking about the seroconversion issue. Is that something that's widely known among vets? Or is that
Oh, yes, it is. And one of the reasons that they taught us to go ahead and start the vaccination program at an earlier age was that if you didn't know what the maternal antibodies of that mother was, and so the puppies aren't getting a good passive antibodies going in, that they wanted to make sure that in those few animals that didn't have protection, that you were sneaking that vaccine in just in case it would work. So they knew that it wasn't going to work in a majority, and then at the age of 12 weeks, they get their first one that's actually bypassing the maternal antibodies and actually doing some good, and then they get a booster one more month after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem with that is that there's so many other negative untoward effects from that inoculation early on. In fact, what I've found is if you inoculate the mother at around 1 week of when the puppies are about a week old, and then you inoculate the mother again, well, I usually just do it 1 week and that's it, and then I'll wait till the puppies are 12 weeks. That's and that, I only do one thing, and that's you know, for parvo, and I don't do anything else. And rabies, they recommend 3 months, 4 months. I don't do any rabies till 6 months. And my veterinarian told me, he said, you're one of the few people that, has said that, because I totally agree with you because I don't want to give any dogs anything unnecessarily either. I've had people that have called me that they got a rabies shot in their dog. They were taking them for a flea dip, and the place that were taking the dog for the flea dip said, well, we don't have a rabies vaccine on record. And the guy was an hour away from his house, so he couldn't get the records. He says, just give him another rabies shot. And 24 hours later, the dog's dead. And this hasn't happened once or twice. I mean, I've had five or six people in the last 8-10 years tell me that's happened to their dogs. They had a great dog, healthy dog, rabies shot, boom, dog's dead within 24 hours.
Right.
So it's probably an unusual thing, but the point is, you know, giving a vaccine and trying to sneak in, hoping that you get some kind of response, we are not looking at the consequences. You know, do the benefits truly outweigh the risks? And the answer is absolutely not.
Yeah, I'd like to see more awareness grow within the veterinary community, much less, of course, the traditional allopathic medical community, on the use of homeoprophylaxis, the use of nozodes, at the very least to maybe sensitize the body so that there's less impact when a vaccine is given, but even to replace it. And
yeah,
we've seen evidence of that the homeoprophylaxis, the nozodes, actually do sensitize the immune system safely.
Yeah, we always give a nozode when we give rabies. The problem is the legal liability.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. You're dealing with bureaucracies. You're dealing with those that have assumed established science is legitimate in terms of disease prevention. But yet we know that a lot of the vaccines create disease. And chronic disease and cancers. I've talked, and Dr. Batari, you know, I've talked about this too. The vets used to give the rabies shot in the same place every year, and then they started finding out, oh my gosh, site-specific tumors, cancers at that point. And then they started being directed to say, all right, when you give this rabies shot each year, just spread it around. But I'm just thinking, you know, if it has the capacity to cause cancer because you give it in one place, I understand it's not in the same place, but you admit you know it causes cancer. That's problematic.
Right. Well, you know, to the point of the liability, too, that is an issue because with the state legislature and federal laws requiring the inoculation with rabies vaccine for dogs and sometimes having stiff penalties if you don't do that, and then the whole scam of doing it every year or every 3 years, you know, I would say, well, check and see, are they seroconverted? Because if they're seroconverted, then there's no reason to do another baby ever.
Right.
Or if you're concerned about it in 6 years, and you know, do that again. But
I want to ask Dr. Marlene Siegel, what is it that, when you saw Dr. Batar and the truth about cancer, that drew you to him? Because you didn't know he was into animals in the way he is, that you can talk the same language. So What was it that drew you in? What did he say, or was it an energy? I'm always curious about this.
It was the way that he broke down his logical process and how he approached the diagnosis and treatment of disease or dis-ease.
Yes.
And I like that. That's how I break my approach down into pieces.
Yeah.
And I really, really like that, and I wanted to learn a little bit more about some of the things that he does and what we can apply that in our industry.
Cool. See, Dr. Pitar, they like you. They really like you.
You know, one of the things that's really interesting is the response that dogs will have to silver. I've used molecular ionic silver solutions and various types of silver, and Robert's a big silver guy too, but
yep.
I've done a lot of intravenous things with silver and in dogs, and oxidative therapies as well. And of course I'm doing this, you know, at my farm with my own dogs, and every now and then I'll have a question, I'll call my vet who's great, like I said, and yep. We're planning on doing some things together too, but the use of oxidative therapies and silver with dogs is remarkable, and they respond really, really well. I didn't know whether you'd ever tried anything like that in your practice.
Not intravenously, but we use a ton of it orally and topically.
Yeah, Dr. Pitar, have you been able to circumvent times when you thought your dog would definitely need an antibiotic and you were able to avoid it?
Well, you know, sometimes we'll throw, like a superficial type of infection, if they need it, I'll give them antibiotics. Dogs really don't. Some of the vets will just give antibiotic for skin disorders, and like for a bite or a cut, I don't usually do that, and they get better fine. They don't have a problem. Where I've used the silver is intravenously. I'm actually quite adept at putting in IVs in dogs. My biggest problem is just wrapping them so the IV stays in there, because sometimes they pull away, but they really respond well to that type of stuff. There was a vet in Mooresville that had a dog that had Lyme's disease, a bulldog that had Lyme's disease apparently, and end-stage renal issues, and we ended up doing some miss IVs on the dog. Not we, meaning she did. I just sent her the stuff. And within 48 hours, the dog was actually walking around, and 72 hours was jumping up on the couch. And I think the dog, it was already a 12-year-old dog, so it was a pretty old dog. And I believe the dog lived for about 9 months. Oh. And they really didn't think he was going to make it through the week before we did that. So it was just interesting to kind of see the response in the canine world, at least.
All right, folks, we got a little different angle on advanced medicine tonight, talking veterinary health, which is fun. We don't do this every day, so I'm really enjoying it. We'll be doing a little more of that today with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Advanced Medicine Continues, medicalrewind.com if you miss a show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rockin' the help world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or in particular when we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Bittar, he is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And as you heard from Dr. Marlene Siegel, he also was one of the featured doctors in The Truth About Cancer. And will also be featured in The Truth About Detoxification and other upcoming events. We talk about The Truth About Cancer's big event in October. Dr. Bittar will be one of the features there as well. So from the transition, I don't know if we can go from human to animal, animal to human health. I mean, in many ways, there is a lot of similarity, as you said. The benefit that you saw of silver in these animals, these dogs. I mean, all mammals do get silver from breast milk. It's a normal constituent of mammalian breast milk. And we know it's not a toxic heavy metal in the same sense of mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. But I remember all those years ago, Dr. Bittar, when I first started looking into silver, I was concerned about, you know, adding to the metal burden of bodies that were already burdened.
Well, you know, going back to the first point that you just made, the higher mammalian species, I didn't realize this, but the higher mammalian species, their endocrine systems are virtually identical. Whether it's a horse, it's a dog, it's a human, it's the same thing. And some of the things like the previous version, the transcitropin, and some of the other things that came subsequent to that, the new generation components that we've used, we've applied that actually in horses and dogs, and they have responded the same way. And it's not dose-dependent, actually. You would think that it would be dose-dependent based upon the weight, but it actually wasn't dose-dependent because the neuroendocrine axis is virtually identical in the higher mammalian species. And I had a friend of mine that was a veterinarian, a different veterinarian, who actually brought that to my attention. But the application of what we're talking about, if it's true that it works the way that, like in my philosophy and things that resonate with other doctors like Dr. Siegel, if it resonates, if this is true, it should transcend species. It has nothing to do with species. It's to do with the biological system, mm-hmm. because the Creator created the ultimate machine, and I've sometimes, you probably heard me, Robert, corrected myself when I've said humans, and I have to go back and I say any physiological system.
Yes.
Whether you're looking at an animal, a human, a plant, it's, you know, of course, plants and animals, it's a little bit opposite. You know, they breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen, and that's why it's such a symbiotic relationship. And even since I was a kid, I always loved plants. I don't know why, I just love trees. I hate cutting down trees. But if we understand that there's a balance, and it's so crucial, the systems, not only the physiological system in humans or in animals, but even the physiological system in plants, it's magical how perfectly aligned it is, how synchronous it is, how balanced it is, and how it responds to the same principles. You give the correct, clear, clean input, you get a fantastic optimum output. And if we can approach, in the terminology of quantum physics, if we can approach zero point, which is maximal output with minimal expenditure, if we can try to approach zero point, then toxicity can't exist by definition, and those systems will optimize, and they have no other. It's just like a runner, you know, in the military, let's say you got a rucksack on, you got boots on, but if you got a long way to go, you're going to get rid of your extra canteen, you're going to get rid of rucksack because you're not as efficient carrying all that other stuff. And the same thing happens with the systems, with the physiological system. It will resonate at a frequency to get rid of those toxicities because it can't optimally function. It can't have maximum output with minimal expenditure if it's got all this extra baggage, if you will.
Right.
So it's got to get rid of it. And so it resonates at a frequency, that cell resonant frequency, that will actually eliminate the toxicity. And so it's not about humans or animals. It's about the physiological system and how it was created.
Certainly. I've seen it homeopathically in addressing veterinary issues. I don't pretend to be a vet, but as homeopaths, we can look at symptoms. We can be reporting, or people can report symptoms, and we can find that the same remedy that would work in a human would work in an animal. And I'm sure you've seen that, Dr. Siegel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Plus, I use a machine that has magnetic resonance in it,
mm-hmm.
and it is miraculous when you can actually put, as Dr. Bitar was saying, when you can put them back into alignment, into their normal magnetic resonance, what they were supposed to be vibrating at, the body heals itself.
That's absolutely right. In fact, yeah, Robert, you've seen me wear the bands, right? The energy bands?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've actually got them on my dogs, on the back legs of my dogs. And I had one dog that had her back legs would be splayed out a little bit, and I put the bands on her, and it was not even 30 seconds, and she was walking totally normal. it was amazing. So, yeah, the entire physiological system works the same way. I've actually tried to put those bands on my horses, but they were too tight.
Yeah, you got to get the horse size at that point. It is a large animal. We were just talking about horses last hour. So we got to take a break here. Having a great discussion, advanced medicine in a different way. As you hear, Dr. Bitar can always go with the flow in regards to healing, whether it be animal or human, and or of course humans are animals too. So we shall be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1-800-591-1682. Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and each and every week with Dr. Bittar, Advanced Medicine. Little different angle today with Dr. Siegel here as a veterinarian. I'm loving the conversation, though, because we got, I don't know what the percentage is of people that have pets or animals. It's pretty high.
Very high.
Yeah, so we can't neglect that. And that's why I appreciate, Dr. Bittar, you rolling with it, as I knew you would. And somehow we got on the subject of normal magnetic resonances, and you know, you and I know about the bands because you've introduced me to them. I've worn them, pretty impressive. And Dr. Siegel, you were talking about using some similar holographic technology?
Yeah, the product that we were testing, it was a hologram, which is like a little sticker.
Yeah.
They're on your driver's license.
Right,
and
I've seen
those. They contain information. And so these stickers were loaded with different intrinsic energies. Those are below the ability to measure them. And what I was doing was doing studies where we would put a particular product, whether it was for pain or balance or energy or sinus allergy or sleep, and I would look at the live blood studies before and after the usage of the product. And I did a study down at the racetrack where I put a chip, the little hologram, on 6 horses, and I had done their blood beforehand, and then I put the chip on. The horses went out and breezed, came back. They still had their chip on, and then I did their blood 90 minutes later. And it was remarkable. It was 100% difference. And then we left product for the trainer to change the chips every 24 hours. And I came back a week later. And what was so amazing was not only did these horses maintain their blood picture looked fabulous, but they actually entrained all the horses in that barn. So the 6
wow.
horses that I
yeah.
did were scattered within the barn.
Right.
So there would be a horse with the chip and then a horse not with the chip and then a horse with the chip on the other side. Well, I didn't even realize that they would affect each other that dramatically.
Talk about resonance.
Yeah, so yeah. when I went and started doing the horses that were not chipped, I was going to do a different study on them. I'm looking at these bloods and going, wow, it's the first time I've ever seen horse blood that didn't have all this stuff sticking
so
together,
you didn't
no rouleau.
So have a good baseline for these other horses anymore.
Well, correct.
Yeah.
They actually, all the horses in the barn were affected positively.
Well, yeah, this is pretty interesting. Most of the holographic imagery that is used in these holograms, when we've measured them, they haven't really panned out to be anything, but that's not to say that it's not possible. So I'm really intrigued by what you're saying, because obviously whatever you're using work, because if you can see live blood analysis showing a shift within 90 minutes, that's quite significant. And I think that there's so many that are out there using sound, using light, using well, Robert, you know about the mango. So using
yes.
light, using various types of energetics that will elicit a change. And I've said for a very, very long time, for over 10 years now, I've said that the next leap in advancement as far as evolutionary leap in medicine will be energetic. It's all going to be about energy healing.
Resonant frequencies, exactly. Again, homeopathy was so far ahead of its time, Hahnemann, what he brought out. And now we have technologies that can do some of those things and even go beyond it. And it is, you're right, it is absolutely fascinating. And sometimes, I'll be honest, you know, even as a homeopath, my Western mind will look at some of these things and go, you know, that can't work. Even though I've seen things work, so I know there's stuff that I can't explain happens. But at the same time, now, you know, our own worst enemy is our Western reductionist mindset.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think that the awareness of the public, we've talked about this many times, that the public is now becoming more and more aware. They know that the conventional answers, the status quo answers that they've been getting for years and years are not satisfactory anymore. They may have, whether they want to believe it or not, most people are at the point of becoming tired because they're not getting the benefit that they are seeking. And historically, people are not aware of really where history is. That's the problem. You know, he who controls the narrative controls history. So when you hear about in the Civil War that they used homeopathics, you know, that blew my mind. I was like, wait a second, they knew about the homeopathics in the Civil War. Why don't we know about them now? And then,
right.
of course, you start looking at the history of the Flexner Report and all these things and how any modality of treatment that was, whether it was proven to be efficacious or not, it didn't matter if it wasn't to do with the pharmaceutical model, they eliminated it. If it wasn't catering to their message, they eliminated it, or they minimized it, or they ridiculed it, or they did whatever to reduce the interest from the masses from wanting to use it. So homeopathics, you know, in their history going so far back, and anybody who's used a homeopathic and seen the benefit of it, you know, there's not much to be said. That's one reason I don't next to nothing about homeopathics. I just know that I know the stuff that works. I'll call my friends like Robert or somebody else when I need a certain type of homeopathic. We have our own intravenous versions of them. But I don't know anything about them. I just know they work, and that's all I need to know.
Well, and I think the ultimate test for placebo is when you give a horse or a cat or a dog a remedy, and you see a remarkable difference, and sometimes instantaneously, and even a child, of course. And, you know, the biggest argument by the molecular reductionist is that there's nothing there, so it's not real. In fact, a medicine isn't real unless it can kill you. I always find that just so funny. You know, you can take the whole bottle in one kick. That's not real. You mean you can take a whole bottle of these pills and you'll die? Oh, then that's real. That's real medicine. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we've got a long way to go.
There's two points to that, Robert. One is that we should be, in the healing professions, we should be harnessing, learning how to harness the power of placebo and accentuating it.
Yes.
And exploiting that power, because that's the fantastic part. Placebo, you know, can never hurt you. And the second thing, people don't realize the point that you just made. Animals cannot be induced by placebo. And this is a very, very interesting point, because those that say treatment X or therapy Y will not work or it's all placebo, mm-hmm. when you give it to an animal and the animal has a response to it, you can no longer say that it doesn't work because it's placebo, because placebo has no impact on the lower cognitively functioning animals. I shouldn't say lower cognitively functioning animals. That's derogatory to the animals. But my point is, they're not vulnerable or susceptible to placebo.
Right. The lower cognitive functioning animals are in the District of Columbia, D.C. That's a different story for another day. No, I remember years ago, again, in my earlier homeopathic years, we had formulated some horse remedies. And right here, this is a lot of horse country in Central Florida. And we had certain stables that found out about the remedies. And we would send these bottles down just sometimes to get feedback on different things with horse laminitis, I think different arthritic type things that were happening. And, you know, I would call to get reports, follow up. How's it going? You know, you're using this for the first time. Tell me about the horses. What's been your experience? And they would rave, you know, these horse owners that know horses, some of these vets, and say, it's extraordinary. And they would tell me these stories. And I said, you know, how are you administering it? Because we said, ideally, you take the amount we say, put it in their mouth, squirt it in there. And there was one case where they were raving, and yet they said, well, no, I didn't have time to do it the way you said it, so I would just pour it in their feed. And then leave it. But they all got, you know, the response. I'm thinking, if you talk to a traditional homeopath, they would say that's not possible because food would antidote it. And this is where I became very pragmatic as a homeopath to say all of those rules in homeopathy are also based on who knows what, but not reality, when you see these animals getting well despite breaking all of the rules.
Well, we didn't even get into the topic of intention. When I was doing some intrinsic energy studies with plants, very similar to what Dr. Bittar was doing with the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that I was having a difficult time with a control group because my intention was so strong, knowing that the product I was working with was that effective, that I was actually influencing that study. So I would have to have somebody who didn't know anything continue the other portion of that study so that I wasn't influencing that with my intention. And I know when I've had patients coming in that my intention for healing is so strong and my faith in that healing is so strong mm-hmm. that I impart that into the owners, and that helps them to achieve that healing process with their pet, because they really do begin that passionate believing that it's possible. And when it is,
well,
it's true.
It's all about relationships too, Dr. Bittar, even with animals to some degree. I mean, animals can sense, you know, anger, fear, all these things.
Oh, they can sense it far, far better than humans. I mean, a dog can, you know, pick up a one part of urine and a million parts of water. I mean, we have dogs that are in anti-seizure homes now, or diabetic ketoacidosis dogs that have been trained. I mean, how does a dog know somebody's going to go into diabetic ketoacidosis? I can warn the owner that the person's about to go into a seizure. Well, because of their powers of perception is so much greater. And it's so interesting you bring up this aspect about intention, Dr. Siegel, because here's the thing. Intention, for those that are listening that don't understand this, and sometimes it's difficult, what's the difference between an intention and a prayer?
Intention and prayer.
Right.
I don't know.
There is none. The only thing that's different is maybe that when somebody prays, they're praying with a religious connotation, but an intention is a non-religious prayer. It's really what it comes down to. And we know that with studies that have been done with prayer, with meditation, where monks have meditated in a certain petri dish, you have two different petri dishes, one on the right, one on the left, and they'll meditate on one, the mold will grow. And people say, well, that's because that was labeled with the red tape. Well, then you switch it. You put the one with the blue tape on the right, and you meditate on that, and then still grows. And they go, well, that's because that petri dish was on the right. So then you move it to the left, and, well, that's because, you know, the temperature was different. No matter what you did, it would whichever ones that the monks meditated on, that mold would grow 2, 3, 4 times faster. It's all about intention.
Well, it's becoming a funnel for, I guess, an energy that, again, as we talk about in prayer, too, which is very real in healing, that it's not measurable in the same molecular context, although outcomes can be seen.
Absolutely. And I think people are now seeking something different. We're into a whole new world era. We're into an era where there is more cooperation rather than competition, and people are seeking to have different answers. They're getting away from the pill and the chronicity of the diseases. They're starting to realize that what they're doing isn't helping. And Einstein said insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, people are starting to look at that and going, I really do want a different result, which means they have to have a different behavior. And I know from my practice, that's what is becoming so successful, is when people come in the door, I don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
You are going to make some life changes, and you're going to get results. And if you don't make any life changes, I don't care how many times you sit in my magnetic resonance machine, you go back and you have that same lifestyle, you're going to go back where you were.
Right. Well, Dr. Batara, we're almost up on a break, but, you know, you've seen changes in people coming to your clinic for years now. They're coming much more advanced, if you will, and ready for things that you would have to school them on in a remedial way years ago.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm getting harder cases, but I'm also getting people that are primed. The pump has been primed. The field has been plowed and prepared, and I like that. It makes my life easier.
Yeah. Well, let's prepare the way for one more segment here, a special edition of Advanced Medicine, having a great time with our discussion, not only on veterinary issues, but, of course, the intention, the prayer, the resonant frequencies, awesome stuff. You won't get it anywhere else. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Once again, medicalrewind.com, the easiest place when you miss or if you want to tell your friends how to get advanced medicine in your computer, on any so many ways you can get the MP3s now, and advanced medicine, hundreds of hours of Dr. Buttar and I just chatting like this, and occasionally having special guests. It's not often, but it's been fun having Dr. Marlene Siegel with us as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. Also remember, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Epic Times, and the new SoundCloud are ways you can listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show in addition to our syndicator, GCN, which is GCNlive.com. We talk resonant frequencies, people seeking different answers, the fact that Dr. Buttar, over the years, we've talked about consciousness shifts, but we look back and we can kind of, the measuring stick is real in a sense when you remember back to the early years how much work we would have to do just to get people to understand the basics of changing diet and things. And now sometimes they're coming in and they know stuff that you and I are going, what? I never heard of that.
You know, the other area that I think everybody's seeing is it used to be the argument was, oh, I can't do that because it's too expensive. It's too expensive to eat organic. It's too expensive to clean my house organically. And I'm noticing that people are starting to put a value on their health. And it's far more expensive to pay for insurance. It's far more expensive to pay for your broke cost than it is just to stay healthy to begin with.
Yeah, it's far more expensive when the treatment doesn't work and you get sicker.
Absolutely. And you lose time from work and you just plain don't feel good.
Well, and the thing is, it's always been a value system. And for me, because I had suffered at a young age, you know, when people ask me, we've talked about this, Dr. Buttar, why do I eat the way I do? Why am I so cautious with the food? I'm sensitive. It's just like I was the canary in the coal mine of my generation. And, you know, I'm here to teach as well. And nothing is wasted unless we allow it to be wasted. Our experiences are there to help others, including, of course, ourselves.
That's a great point. I think a lot of times the reason that we create, because I believe we do create all of our situations, but part of the reason that we create it is for the explicit purpose of being able to understand it better and then share it out.
Mm-hmm.
There is no victim in the world. We are totally responsible for everything that happens to us.
Go ahead, Dr. Buttar.
Well, I can't agree more, and I think this victim mentality has really created problems for society where we almost enable people to feel that they are, it's okay to be victims. And I totally agree with what Dr. Siegel said.
No. Well, again, the consciousness shift, the healers are coming together, those that are ready for the healing. And, of course, I just love inspiring others to be healers. And again, we've talked as well about the fact that you don't have to have a degree necessarily. In fact, many of the most gifted healers out of the blue, they woke up one day, whether it was a near-death experience or something else, and they realized there's stuff coming through them, and they allow it, and they let it happen. And, you know, many of our medical friends have sought out those kinds of healers, even though they're high-level degree doctors.
And this is the reason that the power to heal is yours. That message, you know, has always been, has resonated so strongly with me, because everybody has the innate intelligence within themselves to heal themselves. We just have to learn to get out of our own way. Hmm. And that's not to say that somebody that has maybe some more knowledge or has some more ability that can facilitate your healing, that's not to say that you don't need that or you may not need that. But the point is that our bodies are self-healing. The physiological system has been designed to be self-healing. We just have to get out of the way.
Yeah, bodies are self-healing. Yeah, I just interviewed a guy who had near-death experience, and he became a guide, or I don't know how I would say it, but someone who was helping Dr. Steven Sinatra. In fact, they co-wrote a book together about it. And, you know, again, you know Dr. Sinatra as well, the cardiologist who's done a lot of holistic integrative things. And the openness, once you start seeing the failure of modern medicine, not that it's a total failure, we've talked about where it does succeed, but the openness now to these other forms of healing, the resonant energies, the frequencies we've just discussed this hour. Again, 10, 15, 20 years ago having this discussion, we would have been so fringe, and it doesn't feel like that anymore.
I think a lot of it has to do with, I call it consciousness or awakening. We've been into this stupor. It's almost like we've been asleep in a hypnotic trance. And as people start to have this awakening, as they start to utilize, it's a muscle. It's just our intuition is literally like another sense that we have it. We've suppressed it for so long.
Well, that's actually what I tell my patients is that sixth sense, that intuition, that gut feeling, that's actually God talking to us. That's the universe of consciousness talking to us, communicating with us. And if we listen to it and we allow it to guide us,
yep,
it won't fail us.
And it'll validate what we say each and every week, and we're about at that time, Dr. Batar, so please let them know
that the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.